they discuss predictions all about The Walking Dead. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to John and Friends Discuss The Walking Dead. I'm John, and here's my friend.
And now I want to issue a spoiler alert. If you haven't watched this week's episode of The Walking Dead, you will be spoiled on all the big plot points. We'll give you a couple seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right. Let's go with the storyline of the day, or of the episode, Sasha's death. I saw it coming.
It's not really a secret.
I like how it was executed. She just scared the crap out of Negan. What do you think, Mo?
Well, I mean, unlike you, I didn't really see it coming. It was hinted that it might have came or it was about to happen, but I thought, you know, Sasha might have thought of something clever, you know, considering that she was trying to get a gun to go for Negan. You know, maybe think of a devised plan, putting in his drink, or, like, maybe trying to get in a relationship where, like, she does basically kisses a kiss of death, basically, to her. So, I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. It was one crazy episode, you know, let alone just that one part was crazy enough to, like, start off everything.
All right, so let's get into the second big story of the day.
That's how we get to be here. That's the cost. That's growing up now.
Do you know what they're called? The trash can people? The people who live in the garbage, I don't have their name. Garbage Pail Kids, that work?
Yeah, I think I'd go for the Junkyard Betrayals.
That's what I'll go for.
I kind of like it. Okay, so the Junkyard team betrayed our heroes. And now, I kind of saw this coming. Like, you can't trust anybody, really. What do you think about this?
I didn't really trust them from the beginning. You know, especially when they're asking for so much things. It was like, they're up to something, whether it be betrayal or they're just going to, like, disappear on them, you know? So, in hindsight, I kind of saw what was coming up, and I guess going back to Sasha, I think she saw what was coming and decided to do something on her own, hence the reason why she went forward instead of having the whole group with her kind of thing.
But let's get to the best part of the show. Carl, not Carl, Negan is about to smack Carl with Lucia. All right, so let's go back to Sasha really quick. Negan opened up the coffin, and she popped out. Seeing this gave the group a chance, or got the group, oh my god, he killed her. And then Carl took the first shot and took down at least three of them. I think Sasha went out, giving the group a chance to start the fight. Did you like the whole, she just popped out and scared Negan?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing, you know, just come out of nowhere. Especially when Negan thought she was alive, you know. Coming out thinking, I'll just bring her out real quick. And, oh my gosh, you know, she's a walker, basically. So I think that was the best part. And she got to take down someone with her, at least. You know, it might have not been, like, one of the primary characters. But at least she's not going down without a fight, you know, till the very end. So, I mean, that really initiated the whole war. You know, from Sasha going in till Sasha going out like a walker, you know. So I think that was pretty badass, you know.
Now we have to go to Shiva, attacking this one dude right before Negan hits Carl and kills him. You saw it. What was your reaction once Shiva popped up and bit the one dude?
That was amazing, you know. It was just like an attack dog, you know. I guess like jokes on everybody, you know. Having a cat dog, I guess, kind of thing. And it was amazing, you know, just it felt CGI-ish a little bit, you know, with the whole thing, but just coming out of nowhere, tackling that one dude, especially chasing after Negan, too. You know, in this one scene where Negan was behind the car and finds out that Maggie was still alive, you know, he switches off with the other guy, and not moments later, the tiger comes up and attacks that guy and replaces Negan. So it was like, Negan's going to get attacked by that tiger one way or another, and he's going to know one by one. So it was an amazing thing that for the tiger to come out, and I believe it's going to be the biggest thing on how Negan goes out.
I need your help, because I can't do it by myself.
Let's get to the last part of the episode. Maggie's talking to Rick about, which was pretty sad because it's really a goodbye to Glenn. They were talking about like how once Glenn helped Rick out of the tank back in the first episode, that's when the family began. That's when they found each other, and that's when the whole group decided, or that's when the whole group became one, or started becoming the family they are today. Did that? I had to tear you up a little. You're not a heartless bastard.
I mean, I'm not that heartless, you know. That really got to me, especially like me watching every single episode since season one, day one. You know, I'm one of those loyal fans that stay with it regardless of how slow or how fast paced it is. And seeing Glenn go away like that, it really bothered me. And then like the farewell goodbye, that speech just brought me like almost to tears. I'm a man, you know. Don't worry, I didn't tear up fully. You know, I got a little bit of water. All right, fine. I teared up a lot. I cried like a baby that night, and it was a wonderful speech, you know. Very respectful, very good farewell to Glenn.
Yeah, that I definitely agree with that. Now, what was your favorite episode of Season 7? Let's exclude Episode 1, because that was the best episode of the season. Is there an episode that stands out to you that you really liked this season?
I mean, it felt like, except for episode one, I feel like most of them were generally okay. Like I said, the finale really made up for most of the season. So, like I said, I'm a loyal fan. I like it a lot. And a lot of things stand out to me. You know, there's too many things I can say that would, like, contradict the other one because I would like the other episode or I like the other scene where so-and-so did that. But I think, in general, the finale really ended it off nice, and that's what my favorite episode of the whole season is, you know, like, it really ended off great like that, you know. Last episode was my favorite.
All right, so you said you couldn't pick out a favorite episode, but you have a couple favorite moments. What's your favorite moment of the whole season? Do you want me to give you a minute to think about it?
Actually, there's one. I like when Carl decided to go into the truck, you know. It was pretty brave of him, and then him finding out that Jesus also did the same thing, you know. I need to remember that one part where what Jesus did exactly, but I think Carl going into Negan's place, and then next thing you know, he survives, basically, and comes back to where Alexandria is, and then next thing you know, Negan kills two people because of that, you know. But it was pretty cool that Carl just coming out of the truck and just shooting people, and then be like, yo, listen, give me what I want, and then I'll stop shooting people, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, that episode with Carl at the sanctuary was definitely my favorite of the whole season. How Negan, it was definitely a straight comic book episode. Down to Negan, him singing, him bringing out his eye, which looks disgusting / cool. And this is where Negan really got respect for Carl. And this is where you get to see more of how the sanctuary is run and how Negan lives. And, of course, you can't forget about the iron.
It was disgusting, truly, but that really, like, demanded power right then and there. You know, like, if you don't respect Negan right then and there, you're going to get the iron right there. It's bad.
It's not much of respecting Negan. Everyone respects because he runs out of fear. But it's more of, you broke the rules. You messed with his wife. Well, one of his wife. So that's really why he got it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think this was a good episode of John and Friends Discuss the Walking Dead. John and Friends Discuss the Walking Dead is written, produced, and edited by myself, John Rogers. Next week, we will talk more about Season 7 as a whole. We'll talk about where the comics come in from the season, like the differences and what did they change, what did they keep the same, all that fun stuff. Until next time, I'm John Rogers.
This is Mo Shreem.
Thank you for listening. Good night.